cardiovascular diseases. This study was conducted at the University of Maryland School of Medicine, Department of Epidemiology and Preventive Medicine, and Department of Medicine Pulmonary Division. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. It's a very serious public health issue, and it is projected to be the third leading cause of death by 2020. Interestingly, non-respiratory diseases account for majority of deaths in COPD patients. And recently, several studies showed that there's an association between COPD and cardiovascular diseases. Unfortunately, previous studies had some limitations. First of all, the most well-known study by Dr. Sin relied on FEV1 as an indicator to define COPD. And though it's a very good indicator, in enhanced data which he used, FEV1 was measured only one, and there was no bronchoprovocation test, so this definition was not strictly in line with American Thoracic Society guidelines. Another issue is that in studies which used COPD as a diagnosis, it was conducted on limited data sets, and they were not able to provide population-based estimates for the United States. In addition, they didn't adjust for combination of major covariates simultaneously, which include sociodemographics, lifestyle, and comorbidity factors. And another challenge was that all the studies were not able to separate influence of smoking and COPD as in their risk analysis. So in our study, we used National Health Interview Survey, and I agree with it. So it's a self-reported survey, and I agree with the first presenter that self-reported data may provide very important information. This study is conducted annually since 1957. In our study, we used NHIS 2002 adult sample, and all patients older than 18 years were included in analysis. So our objective was first to measure prevalence of CVD in COPD patients on a population-based basis. We also aimed at determining the diagnosis, whether diagnosis of COPD is an independent risk factor for cardiovascular diseases after adjusting from three major groups of covariates, which are presented by sociodemographic variables, lifestyle variables, and comorbid risk factors. And we wanted to see how different these relationships are in different age groups and depending on gender. And finally, we wanted to separate influence of COPD per se from smoking as independent factor for CVD. So our primary dependent variable was CVD, and CVD was defined based on positive response of survey subjects to the question whether they had congestive heart failure, poor circulation in the legs, stroke, coronary heart disease, angina, irregular heartbeat, or heart attack. COPD was our primary independent variable, and we defined it in three different ways. Each way provided stricter way to define it to account for possible misdiagnosis or self-report issues. So the first way is just anybody who answered positively to the question whether they have ever been told by a doctor that they had emphysema or chronic bronchitis was considered of having COPD. The next more stricter definition was then it included number one, but also only patients who were older than 40 years old were included in analysis. And the final, the first two conditions and the third, and plus the third condition, that they stated that they smoked at least 100 cigarettes in their lifetime. We conducted three analyses, the analysis which I, and they were all in line with each other, but the analysis which I present is for the strictest definition of COPD, which includes all these three requirements. And it's the comparison then was done against non-COPD population of those who are older than 40 years old. So independent variables, as I included, or covariates, included three major groups. It's socio-demographic variables, which presented in slides, age, gender, race, marital status, educational level, and family income. And lifestyle variables included tobacco use, alcohol consumption, and physical activity. And comorbid conditions included hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, and overweight obesity. So all statistical analysis was performed using SAS software, and we utilized same adjustment for a hierarchical sampling using logistic survey and logistic free procedures. The comparison between prevalences were done using high-squared tests. So we conducted, to adjust for our covariates, we conducted multivariate logistic regression using survey log function at SAS, which accounts for hierarchical sampling. And in addition, we conducted stratify analysis looking at this relationship at different age groups and different genders. And to address this issue, to separate influence of smoking from influence on COPD per se on CVD, we conducted a case control study in which we included only subjects who were 40 years old and who smoked more than 100 cigarettes in their lifetime. So they were 40 years old and they all were smokers. So out of them, we defined cases as subjects with CVD, and we match them with controls, with equal number of controls who were smoking subjects randomly selected from data sets and matched on age, gender, and race. And exposure was COPD, of course. And we conducted conditional logistic regression to evaluate hazard ratio in our case control study. This slide represents just major demographics. Our cohort included 18,342 patients. It was those whose age was more than 40 and who smoked. Out of them, 958 had COPD. It's interesting that here the gender distribution, in gender distribution, majority appears to be females, but when we analyze this, break it down based on emphysema and chronic bronchitis, in emphysema much higher proportion of patients were males versus bronchitis much higher proportion were females. So on average turned out that 54% of COPDers were females. This slide shows that majority of CBD patients were less educated, had lower income, and more of them were underweight as compared to general population. Also, COPD patients, still almost half of them still continue smoking. So all of the patient subjects who in this particular sample smoked at some time in their life, but COPDers still continue smoking at much higher rates than general population. COPDers tended to be light drinkers or regular drinkers more frequently as compared to general population, and less frequently they ever exercised. Now this slide actually represents the major result of this study. It shows the prevalence in our groups, CVD prevalence in our group of groups of interest. So in non-COPD population, in the general adult population, of those who older than 40 years old who ever smoked, 25% have had CVD, cardiovascular disease, versus in patients who have COPD, twice more, 56% had cardiovascular disease, cardiovascular condition. Now, when we break down COPD patients in three categories, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, and chronic bronchitis, emphysema, what we found that patients with chronic bronchitis had about 48% prevalence, with emphysema 58%, and the highest was when they had both conditions. Almost all of them reported to have some kind of cardiovascular condition. We also looked separately at each particular cardiovascular condition, and this result supported results shown in previous slide. If you see that in COPD patients, for each particular condition, prevalence is high of cardiovascular condition is higher than in non-COPD population. Then we looked at non-COPD population of smokers. And what we found that in smokers who didn't have COPD, the prevalence of CVD was higher than in general population, non-COPD population. But it was much lower than in patients who had both smoked and had COPD. We also compared a distribution of cardiovascular condition in those who have had CVD and smoked versus those who had CVD, smoked, and had COPD. It turns out that having COPD resulted in having more frequently several concurrent CVD conditions. So if you see this slide, about third of patients with COPD who had CVD had about three concurrent conditions with CVD versus general population about 20%. Now, when we did analysis, stratified analysis, we divided population in two groups based on age, from 40 to 60 and older than 60, and here we see that in younger population, COPD has much stronger influence on development of CVD, and it's true for CVD as whole category and for each particular CVD condition which we study. It was statistically significant. The odds ratios are presented in this slide. For gender, females were affected in much stronger way by having COPD as a risk factor to develop CVD. And both these results are in line with previous studies which were reported in limited data sets. Now, this is a result of our case control study. So in our database, we found 2,975 CVD patients who smoked. We randomly matched them to 2,975 patients who smoked and was older than 40 years old but didn't have CVD. So here we see that the prevalence of COPD in case control study in CVD patients is 71% versus 46%. So the odd ratio, unadjusted odd ratio to develop CVD in COPD patient was almost 3. Now, in case control study, after we adjusted for our covariates, the still COPD was independent significant factor, risk factor to develop CVD. It decreased a little bit, and now it's 2.5. And other factors like education, family income, BMI, smoking status were significant variables which affected CVD development. Education and exercise was protective. Lower family income, being underweight, having high cholesterol, consuming alcohol, having diabetes and hypertension, increased risk to develop CVD. So in conclusion, subjects with COPD had more than twice the risk of CVD than subjects without COPD. Older age, lower family income, underweight, smoking, drinking, diabetes, hypertension, and high cholesterol were significantly associated with increased risk of CVD. Being Hispanic, having higher education and exercise were associated with significantly reduced risk of CVD. COPD was significantly associated with individual CVD categories. Strong association was demonstrated with congestive heart failure. And in case control study among smokers, patients with COPD had 2.5 times higher risk of CVD even after adjustment for covariates. Thank you.
We've listened to the three different presentations. It's time for questions now. If you have questions, please address it to the particular presenter that you are of concern to. Yes, sir. Is the opposite.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sure, please.
Come to the U.S. with better health status than U.S. Hispanics.
question to that. Do you have data to support that Puerto Ricans on the island is a homogeneous entity? Relating to your topic, has there been an internal study within Puerto Rico to see if there's any disparity in the prevalence of hypertension among the various subgroups? Thinking among the lines of generic or different source of origin, as you agreed to, Puerto Ricans are not homogeneous entity, and most historically, there are some recent immigrants to the island itself.
Thank you.
my follow-up to that question I was going to ask you is that any surprise that African American will rate their health poorer than whites, even if they are insulin dependent? Yes, sir.
Your study population was a relatively ill population.
Yeah.
This year. Does this African-American pessimism about self-reported health carry through to relatively healthier populations?
Relatively healthy populations in terms of not having diabetes and coronary artery disease, because if you look at population in general, all of us are never 100% completely healthy. But in order to
questions. I think you all will agree with me that we had a fantastic presentation. Let's give them a hand.